Hello and welcome. My name is Declan. I'm a librarian with Kilkenny County Council Library Service and I work in the local studies section. Today we're going to have a talk about Woodstock House, and in subsequent talks I will talk about the gardens, the Ty family and some of the architecture of the estate. But today we're going to talk about the house itself. Woodstock House is situated along with its vast gardens in Innisfree, County Kilkenny. Was built for Sir William Foynes in the period 1745 to 47 and designed by Francis Bindon, one of the most prominent architects of the time. The three-storey building was built of stone and lined on the inside with brick. The facade is made of limestone and local marble and is highly decorative. A broad flight of steps along with an extensive plateau led to the entrance hall. Behind the steps and below the level of the ground floor lies the house plinth, which is darker in colour than the main facade. This contains four porthole windows, two on either side of the entranceway. These were to emphasise the strong nature of the facade. The entrance facade was formed by the doorway and two flanking windows forming a single composition. Above the doorway is a niche with an arched top that originally contained a statue of a classical figure, but this statue was removed sometime around 1900 and replaced with an urn. In the years 1804 to 1806, single-storey wings over a raised basement were added to the main house from the designs by local Kilkenny architect William Robertson. The wings differed from the main house in that no vaulting was used. The service yards each side of the house were also added at the same time as the wings. We're now going to have a brief conversation about the interiors of the house. The internal walls of the main house were composed entirely of brick rather than stone wall faced with brick. These have survived rather well. The upper interior walls have collapsed due to the fire of 1922 and to weather. Internally, the house had a spine plan with the main chimney walls running parallel to the front and rear facades. There was a light well in the very middle of the house, an unusual feature for a time in a house of this period. The well was 19 foot 8 square and was offset with a series of Diocletian windows, which provided light to the staircases and corridors, which once flanked it on the north, east and west sides. The ground floor consisted of the main entrance hall with two rooms on each side, which the boudoir in the northeast corner of the house and the library was in the northwest corner. Both of these rooms were wood-panelled and marble chimney pieces stood in the centre of the outer walls of the two rooms. No known photographs are thought to have survived of either of these rooms. It is known that the library had a fine collection which apparently was in the house prior to the 1922 fire. Situated to the south and southeast of the house were the small and large drawing rooms. The most remarkable feature of the small drawing room and the main drawing room were the double folded doors that linked the two rooms. These were popular in large suburban houses during the Victorian era, as they allowed separate rooms to be united for parties. Plans for these doors are among the Ty papers. They show that the doors separated into two units and were decorated with a Kansas lace. Both of the drawing rooms contained marble fireplaces. They were situated in the east wall of the main drawing room and in the north wall of the small drawing room. The southwest corner of the house contained a study and a closet. We now have a brief discussion about the wings that were added to the house. The west wing contained a kitchen which incorporated both the basement level and the first floor and had a high ceiling that was over 19 foot high. This was a precaution against the risk of fire. A scullery was adjacent to the kitchen. Access to the servants' quarters on the first floor was via a staircase to the west of the basement level. These rooms could not be seen from the front of the house, but from the yard side, a series of windows lighting these six rooms could be seen. This floor had no bathroom, but did contain a WC. The east wing contained a potato store, which occupied half the basement level of the wing, which was typical in Ireland. This was accessible from the outside, not linked via a door to any other part of the wing. The west side of the basement level of the east wing contained two rooms, one which had a furnace and acted as the boiler room. Like the west room, the east wing was also not vaulted, with the ground floors above each wing supported upon a timber floor. The ground floor of the east wing, also like the floor below, was linked to the main house by a long corridor called the Bachelor's Gallery. The whole of the west end of this floor contained the dining room. The three remaining rooms served as dormitories for male guests and a billiards room. In the period 1920 to 21, Woodstock House was occupied by the auxiliaries and used to intern suspected Republicans. It was later used by the newly formed Free State Army, and following the withdrawal was occupied for a short time by the Republican regulars. In July 1922, the Republicans burnt a house following their withdrawal. Since then, the house has fallen into ruin. The two wings are no longer in evidence. Recently, the main structure of the building has had to be supported to prevent its collapse. Its unsafe condition means, unfortunately, that the public can no longer access it. It is to be hoped in the future that, as the gardens are now in the process of restoration, that there may be some work also possible for the house.